श्रील रूप गोस्वामी के विषय में वर्णन किया है। फिर से मुझे कहना नहीं चाहिए, इसमें मैं समझता हूँ कि इसमें मेरा मर्यादा लंघन होता है, क्योंकि यहाँ की कथा, यहाँ का विषय, यह स्थान अतिशय गोपनीय, अतिशय सुरम्य, हृदय का संपत्ति। यहाँ जिस महापुरुष का वर्णन श्री महाराज जी ने किया है, वो महापुरुष बेसब के आश्रय हृदय स्थल, अतः उनके विषय में महाराज जी के कहने के पश्चात हमारा कहने का अधिकार भी नहीं होता। फिर भी श्री रूप गोस्वामी पाठ जो महाराज जी ने वर्णन किया है, प्रभु लोकनाथ कवि संग लई आ जावे, सिरूपे र पाद पद में मोरे समर्थ, कब वह दिन आएगा, वह समय उपस्थित होगा जिस समय गुरु पाद पद्म करुणा करके हमें श्री रूप गोस्वामी जी की वाणी को, उनके चरणों की धूलिकण को, उनकी महिमा को हमें समझाएंगे और उन्हीं के चरणों में समर्पित करेंगे। दिव्य ज्ञान दिला जाई जन्म जन्म प्रभु, जन्म जन्म के प्रभु दिव्य ज्ञान प्रदाता गुरुपाद पर वैष्णव का। इस प्रकार अंतिम आश्रय श्रील रूप गोस्वामी जी के चरण, जिनके चरणों में बैठकर, जिनकी कृपा अनुग्रह प्राप्त कर सेवा की शिक्षा प्रदान करेंगे और अनुग्रहित करते हैं। श्रील गुरु महाराज जी वर्णन करते हैं कि वैष्णवों में वैकांतिक अनुराग प्रार्थना और अतिशय स्नेह उपस्थित ममत्व, कृपा करके हमें उनकी बांध को श्रवण कराए। श्री रूप गोस्वामी पाद श्री चैतन्य मनोवृष्टाम स्थापितम जन भूतले, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी की करुणा, महाप्रभु जी का अवदान उन्होंने जगत में प्रकाशित किया है, जो राधा भाव सुवलित तनु होकर महाविप्रलम्बमय भाव को आस्वादन कहने के लिए गौरहरि के रूप में अवतीर्ण हुए हैं और उसी रूप में उन्होंने प्रेम रस का आस्वादन किया है। परंतु यदि रूप गोस्वामी पाद नहीं आते, महाप्रभु जी के उस भाव धारा को कौन समझाते, जो कली रूप शरीर लाभारे, तो ब्रज प्रेम कवाट कौन उघारत, इस ब्रज प्रेम रूपी जो कोठरी है उसके कवाट को कौन खोलता है, यदि रूप गोस्वामी प्रभु नहीं आते, राधा कृष्ण की प्रेममयी सेवा कौन समझाती, कोई नहीं। इसलिए जगत में जो अतिशय दुर्लभ और अति विरल प्रचार जो दूसरों के लिए अतिशय दुष्प्राप्य था सबके लिए, ऐसे दुष्प्राप्य उस महान प्रेम सुधांगु राशि उन्होंने जगत में प्रकाशित किया है। श्रील रूप गोस्वामी जी के रूप में ही परिचित होकर, जो कि राधा जी के रूप के सौंदर्य के अवतार हैं, मूर्ति श्रील रूप गोस्वामी जो राधा जी की अंतरंग प्रिय सहचरी प्रिय सेविका है, उन्होंने सेवा की शिक्षा प्रदान की, भक्ति रस साहित्य को समस्त संसार के समस्त साहित्य शास्त्रों को क्रोड़ीभूत करते हुए सार मंथन कर भक्ति रस साम्राज्य को विस्तार किया। इसी प्रकार भक्ति रसा में सिंधु को प्रकाशित करते हुए उज्जवल निर्मणि आदि ग्रंथों को प्रकाशित किया है। भक्ति रस का वर्णन राधा कृष्ण के लीलाओं का वर्णन किया है। महाप्रभु जी की प्रेरणा से ब्रज में आ करके उन्होंने श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी के मनोहिष्ट रूप चार कार्य को उन्होंने साधन किया। ग्रंथों का प्रकाश, भक्ति ग्रंथों का प्रणयन किया और श्री विग्रह प्रकाश लुप्त तीर्थ ब्रजधाम वृंदावन का पुनः प्रकाशन, स्वयं भजन साधन करते हुए आदर्श को स्थापित किया, हम सब के लिए दिखाया। इसी प्रकार भजन मार्ग में चलते हुए निश्चित रूप में एक दिन हम उनके चरणांतक में पहुंच सकते, निश्चित रूप में भी हमें कृपा करें। इस प्रकार उन्होंने उज्जवल नीलमणि भक्ति रसामी सिंधु ललित माधव विदग्ध माधव हंस दूत पद्मावली आदि ग्रंथों को प्रणयन किए हैं, जिसमें राधा कृष्ण के मिलन तथा विरह प्रलंबमय लीलाओं का वर्णन किया है। विरह की चरम अवस्था चरम परिणति का वर्णन किया हंसदूत आदि ग्रंथों, फिर भी वे समस्त वर्णन करते हैं राधा कृष्ण के मिलन को प्रस्फुटित किया है और इन्हीं स्थानों में रह करके भजन साधन किया है, जो श्रील महाराज जी ने उन भावों को व्यक्त किया है। एक सवाल श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी पाद यहाँ उपस्थित हुए और दोनों बैठ कर जब हरि कथा का कीर्तन कहने लगे, परस्पर हरि कथा की चर्चा में कृष्ण कीर्तन में डूबे थे। ऐसे समय में अधिक समय अतिवाहित होने से मन ही मन उन्होंने चिंतन किया कि अब गांव में जाना पड़ेगा माधुकरी के लिए, माधुकरी लाएंगे जबकि इनको खिला पाएंगे, और बहुत दिनों के बाद आए हैं, इनको क्या खिलाऊं, अभी पास में कुछ है भी नहीं। ऐसी चिंता में डूबे हुए उधर कथा को छोड़कर जा भी नहीं सकती। ऐसी स्थिति में उनकी मन की भावना को समझ गई मृतुभान दुलारी, छोटे सी ब्रजबालिका बनकर यहाँ पर आई, दूध चावल और चीनी लेकर के आई। बाबा बाबा तुम लोग तो कथा में मस्त हो, तुम लोगों को समय का पता नहीं, दोपहर हो गया अभी तक तुम लोग भूखे प्यासे बैठे। मेरी भैया ने ये दूध चावल चीनी भेजा है, लो इसे बना लेना, खीर बना लेना। दोनों कथा में आविष्ट हैं, तो इतने में बोले कि बाबा तुम लोग कथा में तो आविष्ट हो, मैं खीर बनाती। इधर उधर से लकड़ी और कंडे बीन करके लाए, चूल्हा जला करके उन्होंने खीर बनाया, बना करके यहाँ रख के गई बाबा भोग लगा करके पा लेना, इतना कह करके चली। जब उन्होंने भोग लगाया, लगा करके सनातन गोस्वामी जी को दिया, जब उन्होंने उसको ग्रहण किया तब समझ गए कि ये किसी मनुष्य का बना हुआ नहीं है, ये और कोई विचित्र बात है, इसमें क्या रहस्य है, कौन आई थी, कौन बनाए। रूप गोस्वामी जी से पूछा, रूप तुमने कुछ विचार किया, मनीमान कुछ सोचा था? बोले कि हाँ, हमने यही सोचा कि दोपहर हो गया, आपको मैं क्या खिलाऊं, माधुकरी कहने को तो दूर जाना पड़ेगा, इसलिए मैं मन ही मन सोचा था। बोले वो कौन आई थी, किसने खीर बनाया तुम्हें पता है? बोले समझ नहीं पाया उस समय, इतना ध्यान नहीं दिया। बोले कि वो स्वयं ब्रसुभानु दुलारी राधा जी आई और इसी तरह से खीर बना करके रूप, आज से तो मन ही मन कभी संकल्प मत करना, कोई भी संकल्प मत करना। हम सब की आराध्या वे हमारे लिए कष्ट उठाती है, हम कहां उनकी सेवा करेंगे, अब वे हमारी सेवा करें, ऐसा नहीं। इस प्रकार प्रेमावेश में उस खीर का आस्वादन किया और यहाँ की लीलाओं को महाराज ने वर्णन किया है। ऐसी पावन भूमि इस लीला स्थली को हम प्रणाम करते हैं, हमारे आश्रय स्थल महापुरुषों के चरणों में हम प्रणाम करते हैं, श्री रूप गोस्वामी पर, श्री सनातन गोस्वामी पर, उन सबके चरणों में हम प्रणाम करते हैं, सभी गुरु वैष्णवों के चरणों में मेरा प्रणाम कहकर मैं अपना भक्त प्रेम
Shivanand Prabhu, in his full emotion and absorption, said that this place is topmost secret and sacred. While Maharaj has spoken so much about this place, I am not fit to speak here. If I do, then I trespass the etiquette. But still, I have been instructed, so I will say something. Important point is, Shivanand Prabhu was stressing on Narottam Das Goswami's bhajan, that when my Guru Maharaj will offer myself at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, this feeling in our heart, soaked by this feeling in our heart when we do bhajan, this is the really required thing. When the time will come when really for the lotus feet of Vaishnava I will have a kantik bhav, means I will not think anything else but their lotus feet. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has done something unparalleled. Mahaprabhu came here. He is said to be Mahavadanyaya. He tasted Krishna himself in form of Mahaprabhu, tasted mood of Radhika, services of Radhika, and Krishna his own Madhurya. But this thing could have never been revealed to us had Rupa Goswami been not here. Mahaprabhu has given us a room of Braj love, but Rupa Goswami has opened the door of that room. Without Rupa Goswami, we could have not entered into that room. Shivanand Prabhu was in fact explaining one of the bhajan of our Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is nothing but real incarnation of Rupa of Radha Rani herself. He is internal associate and internal servitor of Radha Rani in form of Rupa Manjari. So Rupa Goswami has given us the process of teaching of serving Radha Rani. He is the Vaishnav sent by Radha Rani to us, who has churned all the scriptures and taking essence of it, offered to all of us bhakti ras. He did four important things at the instruction of Srila Mahaprabhu. Number one, he revealed all scriptures relating to bhakti ras. He revealed Vigrahe, deities of Vrindavan, different deities of Vrindavan, Braj. And also, he manifested before us these places of Leela Chalis, places of pastimes of Krishna. And then, last but not least, he himself did bhajan in a manner to give us practical teaching, how should we perform our bhajan. So, he wrote many books like Ujjwal Neelmani, Vidag Madhav, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hans Dut, in which he has very elaborately put light on extreme state of Milan and Virah both of Radha Krishna. He narrated the importance of this place also. Srila Rupa Goswami used to do bhajan here. Once his brother, elder brother Sanatan Goswami came here, to whom Srila Rupa Goswami considered his guru.
Not
consideration.
He was actually guru.
Guru. Rupa Goswami's guru, Sanatan Goswami, came here. Maharaj is rectifying me. Once you also told that Sanatan Goswami used to consider him as his guru, Rupa Goswami. So, Rupa Goswami's guru and elder brother Sanatan Goswami came here and they both got absorbed in Harikatha. But at the same time, Rupa Goswami thought in his mind that my guru and elder brother has come after such a long time. I want to offer him something sweet and delicious. He was having desire to offer him
kheer.
But what to speak of offering him kheer, he could not get even a time to go outside and drink ordinary madhukari because both were absorbed in Harikatha. At that time, look at mercy of Radha Rani. A young girl came, said, you both are so much busy in Harikatha, it's now noon has gone and you have not taken anything. My mother has sent milk, rice and sugar for you. You have it and cook kheer from it and offer it to Lord. She kept both all the things there, but they still kept on doing Harikatha. Then she came, oh, you are so much busy, I will do this thing for you. You keep on discussing Harikatha. And then she cooked kheer. Rupa Goswami offered it to Lord. And then when Sanatan Goswami tasted it, he said, this kheer is wonderful, so delicious. It does not pertain to this mortal world. Rupa, did you have any thought in your mind when you were talking to me with Harikatha? He said, yes, I wanted that I should offer a kheer to you. You know, you are this this lightness, this desire disturbs Radha Rani that she herself came here and cooked kheer for us. We are all doing bhajan and craving her to serve Radha Rani, but instead that we could serve Radha Rani, we made Radha Rani to serve us. It's not good. So please, since onward, never have a slightest desire in your heart. Only one desire, how to serve Radha Rani. So this was the instance took place here, and that's all. Lord Premanande.
Sanatan Goswami came. He used to do bhajan at Pound Sarovar where we will go immediately. Very near, not so far away. So once he came to Rupa Goswami and he told that what you are writing. He told that what I have written you should see, and he gave in his hand. Written on Talpatra.
Palm leaf.
Very beautiful writing, golden writing. Very beautiful. And this, she was making a prarthana prayer like Chatu Pushpanjali. Pushpanjali means to glorify Srimati Radhika. She was glorifying in that poem. There are so many poems in that. So he has written in first slope that Devi Guruchana Gauri Pravarendi Indi Varam. So he is giving explanation that Ratha is so beautiful. So sweet. His Benny, you know? Benny?
Red.
Benny serpent. Jack, Nagini, and Goyi. Their legs, their tail is upward, and their mouth is down, and they going like this. So black, having so much poison in her. Rupa Goswami is giving similarity.
Comparison.
Sanatana Goswami read it and told that, oh, Srimati Radhika is so beautiful. His everything, his all the anga pratyanga, limbs of the body, are so beautiful, sweet, more than amrita, nectar. And you are giving comparison with Nagini, he is very. That is not okay. You should change it. Then Rupa Goswami, very honorably and very gently and giving him respect, told that I want that you should fulfill this thing and you should change the world. Then he began to change the words, and he was remembering what words should be appropriate for that. That Srimati Radhika's veni is so beautiful, black, but what will be the
word?
He reminded again and again and again, but nothing changed. He told that, I'm going now, but I will try to give another example for this. He was going, and in Radha Kund he went, and he saw that very beautiful Kadamba tree was there. On his branches, very beautiful spring was there. And seven gopis were swimming. And very beautiful Kishori, in ordinary, but so looking so beautiful, was sitting on that. And all sakis were doing kirtan and singing. Sanatana Goswami saw that very beautiful that Kishori. But three serpents had flying around her head, and they are trying to come down, but doing like this. Anytime they can bite her. So Yatpans ran, calling, "Oh Lali, oh Lali, oh Lali." Lali means darling daughter. Oh darling daughter, oh Lali Lali. Oh, I am saying that three serpents, very black serpents are on your belly. Be careful, get. And he ran to take them out. And then he was near us to that place. At once, all things were disappeared. No Kishori, no Sati, no Valli Kadamba Trevar there, but no strength and nothing. Oh, he remembered that. Oh. I told to Rupa Goswami to correct that thing. So Srimati Radhika has corrected my mind, not that.
So lovely.
He again turned to, returned to Rupa Goswami and told, "Why, my dear brother, you are so much dear and near to Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What you will write, you will write. Right.
right.
It cannot be. I tried my level best to change, but Srimati Radhika has came at once and showed that your example is quite fit for that. No another example can be set up." So Rupa Goswami always thought that he is my guru, but Sanatana Goswami also have prayed something where that Rupa Goswami, by the grace of Rupa Goswami, I have known all these things. There are so many things also. I have told you, मैंने आप लोगों से कहा, Rupa Goswami वहाँ पर नहीं रह सकते थे, कदम्ब क्यारी में, उद्धव क्यारी में, क्योंकि वहाँ पर बहुत separation मुक्त था. Rupa Goswami could not live there on उद्धव क्यारी because so separation, always separation, and he will die. So he was doing bhajan. So when he was there and came here after taking the son of that Uddhav Kyari, he was having so much separation, so much. And he explained in a show that how separation. Even Uddhav of Mathura was moved. And he prayed for his their feet dust. So seeing this, he was so moved that he wrote a poem. And at once, when he was writing and uttering that slope, all the lips of his praise, Kadamba tree and all of that fell down at once and dried. सारे पेड़ों का जितनी पत्तियां थे वो गिर गई, सूख करके गिर गई. All the leaves of the all the trees that were dried and come at once fell down. After some time, when he came here, and again he saw that Srimati Radhika is coming by this way, and Krishna is waiting. He saw that Radhika took her
necklace.
And they broke down.
Ball.
And they went on pursuing.
Ground.
Why did she do this so? To see Krishna again. So he began to take again to उसको चुनने लगे, कलेक्टिंग,
बट
इट वॉज ओनली मियर बहाना था. क्या था बहाना?
एक्सक्यूज.
ही वांटेड टू सी कृष्ण अगेन, सो ही फेल डाउन एंड बिगन टू टेक. ही सीन समटाइम्स फ्रॉम द कॉर्नर एंड टेक, बट इट टेक सो मच टाइम. देन कुंडलता ask, what are you doing? She told that my necklace jewels had fell down. Oh yes, certainly your necklace. What is your necklace? I know that you are doing tricking. Yes. So all this thinking in this past time, over that and
Rosa is closed, very good.
When he was uttering, all the lips were
coming.
They dropped. Again, new lips began to come. So, so much power was in his writing and uttering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in prayer. He told that I have inspired him all things what I have had in my heart. And again he told Sarup Damodar, Raya Raman, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, all that he must be told to inspire in the Rupa Goswami's heart. So not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Sarup Damodar, Raya Raman, that is Lalita Vishakha, and all get inspiration in the heart of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami was so qualified to wrote all the notes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is of the Sri Srimati Radhika Hatha. So he has written all the books, Lalit Madhav, Vidabh Madhav, Uttanin Mani, Sapira Sami Sindhu, Gankini, Padhyavali, he has collected. He has done marvelous. If Rupa Goswami is not there, then all will be closed in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything. But Rupa Goswami came and he opened the door of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. And then anyone can realize all these things, otherwise not. So we have come to this place, to the Rupa Goswami bhajan, and that is Ter Kadamba. We will go now to Ter Kadamba, where Krishna and Srimati Radhika used to meet, where Krishna used to call all his cows in the daytime at about 3. Oh, Kalindi, Pishangi, Yamune, Gange, Pishangi, Chitakabare, Shyamali, Dhavali. He.
Come on.
Yeah. They used to come running here. If anyone cows of lakhs and lakhs, not only 9 lakhs of Nandababa, but also 11 lakhs of Vishvanu Maharaj. And it may be that Upananda and all lakhs and lakhs, Koti.
More than
cows here. But even a single cow was not coming. Krishna can count down his
mala,
or finger. And he will feel that, oh, Kalindi has not fed him. He used to climb on the tree. On top of the Ter Kadamba. And used to sing in Sanskrit. Kalinde, 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 and see youth, humba, and youth, jump and run towards it. Here in the near, there is a place called Nanda Shirak. Shirak means the place of cows where they used to rest in night. वहीं पर रात में भी शाम करती थी. रस्ती नहीं. चार तरफ से जैसे बाबा जी ने चारों तरफ से बाउंड्री दे दिया है कांटों का जिसमें कोई नहीं आए, ऐसे ही चारों तरफ से बाउंड्री बाय फाउंड सो दैट ऑल कॉल्स टू बी नो थीफ विल कम. देयर वर नो थीफ, देयर वर नो वाइल्ड एनिमल्स हियर, बट ये देयर वाज हियर. इन द मॉर्निंग कृष्ण यूज्ड टू कम हियर एंड टू मिल्क देम. If Krishna is not coming, cows were there to take their milk, but they never used to be. They used to take their milk in their body. So when they used to see Krishna, at once milk was coming automatically, and Krishna used to take his mouth under that, and they were pouring milk and milk.
Mm-hmm. And pulses.
Sometimes they were wrestling here. Then said all this while. sometimes Krishna told that I have defeated Sri Ram, Subal and all others. Lalita told them that you are telling lies. You have not defeated them. My Sakhi can defeat in a moment you. Your So these are the places of very three pastimes of Krishna. Swarup Goswami has done bhajan here. That ought to come automatically to me. So we are here, so beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Rupa Goswami are coming here automatically. But we are so much indebted to this Babaji who is standing here, who has made this place so beautiful. Anyone cannot be here because there are so many debtors and all. They can take anything you will have. If you have wristwatch here or good cloth, they will kill you for one price, one farthing. But he is so there by the power of Rupa Goswami, he is doing bhajan. And also maintaining all these things in the building. I think that next year we will see that he will do more clear. For Parikrama way, he has repaired. He does not keep any farthing with him. A paisa bhi nahi rakhte. Isliye maar denge sabhi log. Bade bahut dinon se ye. Jab se main aata hun, main inko dekhta hun. From when I am coming here, I am seeing this Babaji doing bhajan here. So he has been. I want that this should be more beautiful, not by Pakka building, but by grove, Sundar grove, beautiful grove, by beautiful trees of Kadamba tree. When we will come, we will see that there are very beautiful groves we are here. And Rupa Goswami is inspired here by seeing all these things. And also he tried to make so many Kadamba trees there also, but flowers comes and kills them. But he has not, he is not hopeless. He is always hopeful that he will make this place so beautiful. So we have come here to this place of Rupa Goswami and especially of the place where Radha and Gopis and Kundalata are taking sometimes Subal Sridham, Subal, taking Srimati Radhika used to come and to go to. For Kishan there, very sweet person there. So here, we are giving Jaya. Nanda Baba ki, Yashoda Maiya ki, Rohini Maiya ki, Baldev Bhaiya ki, Krishna Kanhaiya ki, beautiful Rasoiya ki, this place, beautiful place ki, Gaur Pramana ki, our life is our parikrama is also such. From here we will end our parikrama and we will go to Vrindavan again. And repent for all these places. If you are repenting for all these places, having a little bit of separation mode, then I will think that our parikrama has been successful. So write everything what you heard in your heart and always try to Gaur Pramana.
Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj Ki Jai.